Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back once again to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are back in the studio today with Miss Abby supervising.
This looks more like an airport.
Okay.
Here we go.
It does not look like an airport.
Oh boy, what was that?
I like lighting. I like to be able to see when I'm in this room.
You can definitely see anything.
Okay,
enough with that. You could do surgery in here.
No, you could not do surgery.
Okay, maybe not, but close.
Let's talk about a follow-up to last week's podcast, and we talked about food insecurity in the Coles County area, the Eastern Illinois University student body, and our community. And one of the things we talked about was donations to food pantries.
Mm-hmm. And that was with the Gillespies.
It was. Thank
and
you again.
I don't
to them.
Know that we'll be quite as good as them.
No.
I mean, they were awesome.
They were awesome guests.
We may have to do another cowbell for them.
I think we should.
We probably should. Let's hear some cowbell.
And there you have it. Cowbell once again
for the Gillespies.
So our follow-up to that conversation, as we thought about that, we thought the farm needs to honor that podcast and that topic.
Yeah, not just talk about it, but
exactly.
Do something. About,
put
it's,
that
we're
into
about
action.
Action.
Absolutely. So our mercantile was open the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we advertised and determined that we would donate 10% of gross sales that day to the Charleston Food Pantry. Mm-hmm. And we also had some very generous customers who added additional donations.
Yes, we did. We had a little box out there, and because we've done this before, we took donations when we lost one of our charter cats, Sassy, and that was during the market season, and we put a little box out and we made a donation to the animal shelter. And people are so generous. I am just amazed.
I am too. And so this time, due to excellent sales and generous donations in addition, we will be donating $100 to the Charleston Food Pantry.
I think that might deserve another cowbell.
Cowbell it is. So as I mentioned, we just had Thanksgiving at our house, as many of you across the U.S. celebrated. And we thought today we'd share a little bit about our traditions, our Thanksgiving traditions.
Mm-hmm. I believe we have had both of our families at our house. I think this is about 28 years now that we have hosted Thanksgiving for both families.
I think we can call that a tradition.
That's a tradition, yes.
And we lead up to that with a thorough house cleaning.
Yeah.
And then a significant couple of days of cooking.
Very significant. And it is an event.
It is.
And this year was extra special. My dad, as most of you have heard by now, has been ill all of fall. He had a heart attack on September 22nd. And has had lots of complications. And he's starting his 10th week today of being either in a hospital or some kind of healthcare center. And he was able to join us this Thanksgiving.
And that was such a blessing.
It was.
For everyone to see him roll in and be able to be at the head of the Thanksgiving table with the rest of us.
It was something. It was very emotional and something to be extra thankful for.
And we were thankful for everyone who was able to gather around the table this year. We've had ups and downs and challenges and illnesses and losses.
It's been a difficult year this year.
It has. And everyone at that table had something to be thankful for.
Yes.
So the tradition. We do a traditional meal for us. We do a little bit of turkey, but ham is our primary meat at Thanksgiving.
Kind of both of our families growing up, I think that my family, we had turkey and ham.
Mine typically had just ham.
But so that kind of just worked.
It did. So in addition to ham and turkey, I made dressing and mashed potatoes and noodles and pumpkin pie, butterscotch pie, chocolate pie. We had cornbread that was brought by...
Yeah, my niece made some awesome cornbread.
Yes, my mom brought some sweet potatoes. My sister-in-law brought a green bean casserole. And my brother brought some punch.
Yeah, so we feasted.
We did.
We had crackers and roasted pepper jam
over cream cheese.
Yeah. From
our garden that we canned, that we made. That recipe, by the way, is in the book Simply Delicious, if you're interested in that and don't have a copy yet.
Simply Delicious.
Oh, mercy. That is good stuff.
It is very good stuff.
We had some cranberry sauce because what is a Thanksgiving table without that can-shaped
looking stuff?
Cranberry sauce.
But it does taste pretty good.
It does. I hate to admit. Oh, and deviled eggs.
Oh, we had deviled eggs. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, we feasted.
We did. You would think we had an army here.
And we now weigh 400 more pounds.
We do. We do.
We had to get a bigger studio. Not really.
Not really. But I'll tell you, as we've talked about either in person with folks or maybe some on this podcast, we really don't eat a lot of red meat in particular. We don't eat a lot of meat in general. We're not totally vegetarian, but we have changed our eating style over the past year. And I may be doing some blogging about that also. And this is a time where all of that is out the door.
Right. All the diets were out the door. My dad's cardiac diet, he was given permission from his doctor to eat whatever he wanted. And we did.
And we did. So it was that time for just a gut buster.
Ew, that sounds kind of gross. But
it does. It does. But we all feasted and ate anything we wanted in any amount that we wanted.
And enjoyed each other.
Absolutely. We had a great time visiting.
Yep.
And talking afterward. And just good times.
Yeah. I think we kind of started the tradition. For me, growing up, we always went to my grandparents' house. And, you know, we went over the river and through the woods.
To grandmother's house, I suspect.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay. I digressed again. 28 years ago, my grandparents decided, now they were getting older, and they had done Thanksgiving for years. And so they gave us the dining room table that we all ate at.
So when you get the dining room table, you also get the responsibility.
Right. It's your turn. So
and we have taken that on gladly.
Yes.
We did. So when I was growing up, we would go to grandma's and all the family would come over. And I just always remember those times as just warm, special times. Yeah. So I hope that all of you listening had the opportunity to spend some good time with your families or
friends
and enjoy a holiday, a long weekend, maybe even some shopping on Black Friday.
And
Small Business Saturday. That was a big day for us, being a small business. And coming up is Cyber Monday.
So we decided to maybe, we do have an online store.
We do.
Mercantile, I guess.
Yes, we kept the mercantile theme. So the store, and I'll put this link in the show notes, is fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile.
And so we have our bombs and cat toys, and I don't know what else is available on this store.
Oh, there's a lot of things that you can order from us online. You can either order and have it shipped to you. If you're not in the local area, you can add a note to have it held for you at the next mercantile opening.
Yes.
So we can do that as well. Please note that scones cannot be shipped. I do apologize. I'm sorry.
They're too tender.
They are just too tender to hold up. You'd have a bag of crumbs by the time those arrived. We can do some local orders for those. You can order to have picked up at the mercantile. So in honor of Cyber Monday, we have a 10% off coupon.
Woohoo! Yeah.
I know. So on Cyber Monday only until midnight, you can get 10% off your entire order by entering the coupon code THANKS. Get it? As in Thanksgiving?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Yeah.
I thought you'd like that.
That was good.
So I'll have that in the show notes as well for just November 26th, 2018, Cyber Monday. Enter the coupon code THANKS in our online mercantile and get
lots of stocking stuffers, absolutely, small gifts, things that will ship easily.
Unique gifts.
Yeah, unique gifts made by us.
Yes.
And supervised by the cats.
Of course. Everything here is cat approved.
Yes, it is.
And in our next episode, we're going to talk about some of those new items that we're making, some due to customer requests, and some just things that we dreamed up.
Yeah, we always are thinking of something.
We are. So.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.